Yay! Welcome back to our last podcast. As you know by the title, A Thought Has Fallen. Our homegirl, comrade Cordeliana,
She did.
yeah, so you're here with your host, comrade Angie.
Comrade Serena.
Serena's feeling a little sick, so
I am so sorry.
okay, so just sort of to summarize Act 5.
In the beginning of the act, we can see that Regan and Goner are still at odds with their love for Edmund. They both have displayed jealousy since the beginning. They're both really into this guy. And Edmund is trying to assess the advantages of being with both of them. He knows that Goner would go really like berserk if he found out that he chose Regan. But it's also difficult because Goneril's husband's still alive, even though her husband weirdly kind of approves of it. And like, I
Ew.
know, right? Like, at one point he was like, "Oh, my wife had you first," and I was
I
like,
mean, like,
"Oh,
he's kind of like a player.
that's kind of gross, dude." Like, ew. And so, we later find out in the act that Goneril, out of jealousy, poisons Regan.
What a snake.
I know. And then
Snake.
get this, dude, she kills herself afterwards.
Wow, me
She can't
too.
even take what she did, and it's disgusting. And in another subplot, we get taken back to Edgar and Gloucester, and they're on their journey, and Gloucester's like, this is kind of a good place to die.
Oh my God, me too.
And I was like, oh, I'm not dead, no. And so he ends up dying there. End of story.
Wow.
So, Angie, what happened to Cordelia and Lear?
Cordelia and Lear just sort of like boop boop, they get taken prisoner.
Oops.
Oopsies. Lear wants to stay with Cordelia though. Like Cordelia's like, I'm gonna go and fight my sisters because they took your kingdom, so it's only right. And he's like, but I wanna stay with you. And a quote saying like, we'll pray, we'll sing, we'll tell old stories. So
He wants to make up for lost time.
yeah.
Sweetie, he cares about his daughter. Oh,
Man.
yeah, what a dad.
And then another part would be like Edmund, he finally reveals to his brother Edgar, he finally reveals himself to him, and Edmund expresses remorse for him, like for the whole situation, right?
Yeah, he's like, we're both as much his fault here.
Wow, bros for life.
Honestly.
And then, towards the end, we've been saying this for like almost every other podcast, but Cordelia dies.
She finally does it.
She dies, and when she dies, Lear mourns her, but he also is going a little cuckoo, so he doesn't know how to comprehend all of this, and he sort of dies of a broken heart at the end.
Yeah.
So Cordelia's dead. Gloucester's dead, Lear's dead,
Regan and Goneril are
Regan and
dead.
Goneril are dead. Basically, everyone is dead. So the real surprise is who isn't dead. And sort of following up with Cordelia's death, she has been through a lot this entire book. First, she gets banished, and well, she does find like the King of France does love her, so they get married, and she's kind of the Queen of France now. And then she finds out that like her sisters are more than just lying. They're willing to do anything and everything to take the throne and the land from their father. So she's in the midst of helping him. So through her exile, she's also a helping hand to Lear.
Yeah, like she raised an army to go like try and defend her dad. Like, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, her dad was like, I don't want to have anything to do with you. And she's like, but daddy, I love you. And so, like,
Yeah.
love that.
And like, she not only grew, but she also helped Lear grow as well.
Yeah, she was kind of supporting female character for him. Like, yeah. She was, like, the only one that really, truly loved him at this point.
Oh, besides the Kent, though. Remember, Kent was in disguise, like, the whole time.
Oh, yeah, Kent was a real homeboy.
That's a good boy.
So, how she's developed in this story, through alienation, through exile, she's kind of become stronger. She kind of, like, stands her own ground now. She actually has power, even though she was stripped of her power, you know? So I feel like that's kind of really cool what Shakespeare did in this entire thing, because even though she wasn't really in a lot of the acts, she was still a sort of subject of talk, you know? Like, she was still kind of a big subject for Lear because he felt guilty and he was, he just kind of went crazy about it. And then Goneril and Regan, they were like, oh, competition's out. So now we can step in, and then she just sort of butts in, like, what's up?
And they, I mean, and her sisters ended up destroying each other. Like, they, even though they got the competition out, they still ended up, like, dying in the end. So, oops.
Oopsies. And basically, that is everything that has happened in Act 5. So, yeah. Thank you for joining us in A Thought Has Fallen, Act 5, King Lear podcast. Yay!
Yay! We're done.
So, Comrade Serena and I, Comrade Angie, will...
end. We outies.
We outies. Bye.
Bye.